Mothership Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
All the way through this, I have been saying that we are looking at a 60-part series. Just shows you, I don't know what I'm talking about most of the time. A 60-part series on the character of Jesus. Well, in fact, I've just added up what I'd prepared ages ago, and I thought it was 60 parts. I just misread or miscounted. It's actually 75 parts, and we're at part 51 today. And we're thinking of releasing this entire series either on CD or on a flash drive that you'll be able to purchase from the store. And we're looking into that right now. Today we're looking at discernment, part 51, and we're looking at 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. And we're going to highlight verse 7, but I'm going to be looking into different parts of this particular chapter. It says this, "But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." What was going on at that time? Well, let me tell you. First of all, well, I'll read it actually from verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. There you will find a man named Jesse who lives there. And I have selected one of his sons to be my king." But Samuel asked, "How can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he's going to kill me." "Take a heifer with you," the Lord replied, "and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me." So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived in Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. "What's wrong?" they asked. "Do you come in peace?" "Yes," Samuel replied. "I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me, and then to sacrifice." Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to sacrifice too. Right after that, you see, he's going to pick one of Jesse's sons. Now, Jesse had 7 sons. So he looks at the first one and rejects him. He looks at the second one and rejects him. And that's why he's saying, he's questioning God then. Because Samuel looked at the first one and said, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks into their heart." And actually, as we know, the Lord's anointed was David, the little shepherd boy, 16 years old, out in the fields with the sheep. That's the one God had picked. He was the youngest too. That is the one the Lord had picked. And it was Samuel's discernment to see that. Oftentimes we're in situations where we need to discern. Now, discernment is a spiritual gift, and not everyone has that. But I believe in Jesus' name that we can ask the Lord now and again for a measure of discernment when we need to know something, when we need to sense something. I was talking to a minister the other day of a church in East London, in Hackney actually, and we were discussing different things, and we were actually discussing his ministry itself. And as I was talking to this man, the Lord gave me a discernment about him. Now, I don't feel that I have a spiritual gift of discernment necessarily, but I know the Lord gave me a spirit of discernment to understand this man and to hear his heart. The Lord was letting me hear his heart as this guy spoke to me on the telephone. And I know why. And I believe this in Jesus' name, that as I was speaking to him, the Lord was letting this man hear my heart as well, through discernment. Discernment is actually vital in the body of Christ, and that's why it is one of the spiritual gifts. You see, sometimes, oftentimes, we get tricked or, how can I put this? Fooled into believing something that is not actually true. And we learn important lessons through that. I quite often get emails sent to my email address and they're fraudulent. Some of them look absolutely valid. I had one from PayPal the other day. And when I looked at a genuine email from PayPal, I noticed one thing. Absolutely everything about the email looked genuine, except one small thing. The email started with these words, "Hello." And not my name, David Alders. A genuine one started with my name, David Alders. This one started with "Hello," and had told me that I had paid $556 for something that I hadn't even ordered, knew nothing about. And as I looked at the email, I saw the fraud. And there was a little tiny box that said, "Log in to your account here to check." And if I had logged in, the people who had sent that email would have had all of my details and been able to empty my PayPal account. You see, God gave me discernment. I just knew it was wrong. I just knew it was wrong. And that is what God does for us, beloved. He gives us discernment when we're not sure about certain situations. Quite often, we want to do God's will, and we think about the roads that we've got ahead of us. And sometimes there can be three or four different roads, and we haven't got a clue which one to go down. And so we start blithely going down one road without praying, without saying, "Lord, show me which road." We just go down that road and there's disaster there. Why? Because we haven't checked. Anything you feel the Lord is asking you to do, you should pray and say, "Father, give me discernment about which way to go. Should I take this job? Should I actually minister in this area? Do you want me to go down this road, Lord? Do you want me to go to Africa and be a missionary, Father?" Whatever it is, you need to get acknowledgement from Almighty God, and you need discernment. And some way of getting that checked out is quite often I will say to the Lord, "Father, I need to hear from someone to confirm that that is your will for my life." And then I might get a phone call and this person will say, "Oh, guess what, blah, 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 blah." And there it is. I was talking to Ray, who is our business manager here at Worship Radio 247. I had a meeting with him yesterday, and he was telling me about something. When he was living and ministering in Los Angeles, California, he was pastoring a church there, and he felt uneasy. And he knew that the Lord wanted to bring him back to the United Kingdom, but he wasn't sure. So he asked the Lord to get him to have a letter sent to him by a friend of his from England who he hardly heard from. And he said, "I need to have confirmation from him, Lord." 5 days or 6 days later, he received that letter. About a month went by and he still hadn't left. And he said, "I just need to double check this, Lord. I need to hear from this man." He hadn't heard from him since he'd left England 2 years before. And he said, "I need to hear from this man, and I need to have your instructions confirmed, Father." In 10 days' time, he received that letter, and he knew he had to leave, but still he didn't go. He then went to a meeting and was sitting at the front of this meeting, and while he was there, someone 4 chairs down from where he was sitting walked up to him. He'd never seen him before in his life, walked up to him and said, "The Lord is telling you, I have told you what to do. Now go and do it." You see, beloved, we need discernment. We need to know God's will for our lives. And He knows our heart on this. So let's pray now for a bigger measure of discernment. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that You would pour down Your Spirit on us and that Your discernment would fall upon us now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give You the glory and the honor and the praise that is due Your holy name. We magnify You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.